Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, on the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show, the host asks, how did a major American political party nominate Donald Trump? At 9, on Alternative Radio, journalist Rami Khoury speaks on Arab jails and American jets. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on Stage and Studio, host D. May Roberts features the Vanport Mosaic Festival, a four-day multidisciplinary event that celebrates the history of the Oregon community washed away during a flood. And at 11:30 on Art Focus, host Andre Middleton interviews fine paper-cutting artist Christina Hart. Thanks, KBOO members, for your great support in our recent membership drive. We succeeded because of you.
Now stay tuned for an in-depth report on the Audubon Society's opposition to Fish and Wildlife Service plans to kill off cormorants as a way to save salmon. Good night, Rosalind.
Good night, Ken. Good night, Danielle.
KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
I'm Lisa Loving, KBOO News. We're speaking to Bob Salinger of the Audubon Society about an important demonstration that's going to be held May 17th at Holiday Park, and it has to do with salmon preservation and what the federal government is doing around cormorants. What's going on, Bob?
Well, the federal government has slaughtered over 4,000 cormorants, which is a bird that eats fish, and they're literally out there killing as we speak. They're out there shooting these birds out of the sky. The reason that they're doing this is that they say that these birds are responsible for salmon declines. But in fact, what they're really doing is just scapegoating the birds to avoid the real issue, which is the federal hydropower system, the dams. The dams are the primary cause of salmon decline. And last week, federal courts found for the fifth time in 20 years, the federal agencies are doing an insufficient job of addressing the dams. So we have this very, very sad spectacle of federal agents using federal tax dollars out in the Columbia River estuary, killing literally thousands of birds while they ignore the primary cause of salmon decline. And so we're going to protest next week at the federal building across the street in Holiday Park, which is by the Lloyd Center, at 12 o'clock noon, and send a really strong message to the federal agencies, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, USDA Wildlife Services, that it's time to stop scapegoating birds, it's time to stop killing birds, and it's time to focus on the real problems, and that's the federal hydropower system.
Bob, can you give us a sense of an even bigger picture than this? Because you've discussed taxpayer money. We're looking at almost 2,500 adult cormorants and over 5,000 nests oiled last year. I'm reading from your release. What is the bigger picture? Are cormorants endangered?
Well, cormorants are actually declining. There are an order of magnitude less of them today than there were 100 years ago. There really aren't very many of them out there in the western United States. And East Sand Island is the largest cormorant colony, and that's at the Columbia River. What the federal agencies are intending to do is to kill 15% of the entire western population west of the Rocky Mountains. That's pretty incredible. That's killing at a scale that's almost unprecedented in modern times. To take out 15% of the population, pretty astounding. And they're doing it in the most horrific ways possible. They're out in boats right now, literally shooting into clouds of birds, and, you know, birds are crashing into the water, injured, dead. They're shooting them in the water. There's video now of them leaving the birds behind, struggling in the water. Really sick stuff. In the coming weeks, they're going to be shooting them off their active nests. They're literally going to go out at night with night vision goggles and high-powered rifles and shoot the birds while they're taking care of their eggs and their young. So really horrific stuff. Between this year and last year, they've already killed more than 4,000 birds. Their ultimate goal is over 11,000. And as I said earlier, the reality is this isn't what's causing salmon decline. It's the dams. And for the fifth time in 20 years, the courts have ruled that they're doing an insufficient job of addressing the dams. Interestingly, also, a couple of weeks ago, federal courts in the eastern United States ruled that the eastern U.S. cormorant killing program was illegal. What they found in the eastern United States was that the federal agencies have killed tens of thousands of birds unnecessarily and were not able to demonstrate any benefits for fish in the eastern United States. So, you know, we now have agencies that are responsible for killing tens of thousands of birds in the east, over 4,000 birds in the west, for absolutely no reason. It's really sickening stuff. It's completely unnecessary. Really what it is just indiscriminate wanton killing. And it's driven completely by politics. They've done this because they want to avoid the real issue, which is dams. You know, there are some big players that do not want to see the dams modified, that don't want to see the flows changed because of potential economic costs. So it's been much easier to blame the birds, even though the birds are doing what they've always done, what comes naturally. They're part of the cycle. Birds have always eaten fish, and they will continue to do so. We need to address the real problems, and that is the dams.
Bob, who are those big players that are leading to this policy?
You know, these are big utilities, you know, energy companies, folks that use the hydropower system to provide energy. There's a big consortium of them out there. And, you know, you have federal agencies with terrible histories in terms of taking care of the environment, like the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, that are very beholden to these interests and have fought tooth and nail to avoid addressing the real issues. When you think about this, it's pretty incredible. The U.S. government has been sued 5 times in the last 20 years for not addressing salmon declines caused by the dams. And they have lost 5 times. Every single time they've been taken to court, they have lost. And yet they're out there frantically killing birds in the name of saving salmon. It's just unconscionable. You know, if these agencies are really interested in saving salmon, they would be looking at the dams. And the judge in the most recent case went out of his way to say that the federal agencies have spent hundreds of millions of dollars pursuing solutions that simply have not worked, that they've wasted huge amounts of taxpayer money pursuing solutions for the salmon that have not worked, while they have repeatedly ignored the courts, ignored the law, ignored the real causes of salmon declines. And so, you know, it is time now to really take a stand. We hope people will show up on Tuesday at 12 outside the federal building. There's information on our website about this and on our Facebook page, and make a really strong statement that, you know, the public doesn't want the federal government slaughtering birds. It wants it to protect salmon, and it's time to focus on the real problems.
It reminds me of Farley Mowat's book, Never Cry Wolf. I feel like this story plays out over and over again.
I mean, I think you make a really good point there. It does. You know, I mean, this is slaughter, you know, that I think the kind of slaughter that most people think has been left behind, along the lines of what we did to the passenger pigeon, along the lines of what we did to the buffalo. It's just wanton, indiscriminate killing for no reason. And it's really sickening to think that federal agencies are complicit in doing this today. You know, have we learned nothing over the last couple of centuries about what it means to take care of wildlife?
Bob, tell me more about what's going to happen at the rally on Tuesday. Do you know who any of the speakers are going to be?
Well, a variety of organizations speaking that have been involved in litigating over this and protesting it. Audubon will be there, Center for Biological Diversity, Fund for Animals, a variety of others. It's going to be relatively short. It'll probably be under half an hour. What we really want to do is show up, and, you know, the federal building is difficult to get into. There's high security there. But we want to stand under the windows of these federal agencies and really have a show of force that people are fed up with this approach, don't accept it. We'll have banners, we'll have signs, we'll have chants. And, you know, it's just a way to reinforce that the public is paying attention, does care. We're also going to deliver a letter at that time to the regional director and the national director of the Fish and Wildlife Service, calling on them again to stop the slaughter. It's not the first time we've done this, but we want them to remember that we're out here, that people are paying attention and are going to hold them accountable. It's unacceptable to just let this slaughter continue and pretend it's not happening. And by the way, they've done the killing in the utmost secrecy. If you try to approach them, they run away. They won't allow the media to view what they're doing. You know, they've veiled this effort in the utmost secrecy because they know that if people really saw what they were doing, it would not be acceptable to the public.
So for the public that does, that is able to come to this protest rally, which is Tuesday, May 17th, from noon to 1 p.m. at Holiday Park, should they bring something? Are people going to be waving signs? Will you march?
We'll have signs there for folks to hold up, but if they want to make their own at home, you know, stop the slaughter, that kind of thing would be very helpful. Time to stop killing birds and start saving fish, those kinds of things. We'll have a sign-making party up here on Friday and Saturday. If folks go to the Audubon Society of Portland website, they can get information on when they can go up here and use our resources to make some signs. And, you know, we're doing that both Friday and Saturday this week. But if nothing else, just come down and, you know, we'll be doing some chants and sending a loud message up to the agencies above us. And they'll just come down, show up, and lend your voice to the cause. And hopefully we'll turn this around. And at the end of the day, this really is about protecting birds and salmon. Some people would like to pit one against the other. That's absolutely what the federal government has been doing. But again, that's nothing but a diversion, a distraction, it's scapegoating. You know, what we want to see is a rational, effective solution that recognizes that these birds are valuable, they're protected, they're part a natural part of the ecosystem, and they deserve to be left alone, and which focuses on the real causes of salmon decline. And the judge articulated those very well last week. It's things like looking at the way they release water over the dams, how much they release, what time of year they do it. It's looking at things like removing the obsolete Snake River dams that have been under discussion for decades. If we're going to recover salmon in the Columbia River, it's going to be because we take those kinds of steps, not because federal agents in little boats go around and shoot birds for no reason.
One last question, Bob. Where does this issue of the cormorants and the salmon land in the overall mosaic of what our Audubon Society here is doing locally? What are some of the other things that you're doing that you would like people to know about?
There are so many important environmental issues today. You know, we're making incredibly important decisions. So some of the ones that are coming up, if you're interested in local environmental issues, Portland Harbor is a Superfund site. It's very heavily contaminated, more than 2,000 acres spanning 10 miles of our river in downtown Portland are contaminated with toxins like PCBs and DDT and PAHs. And because it is so contaminated, it was listed as a Superfund site 16 years ago. That's a designation that is reserved for the most contaminated sites in the United States. And we have one of those in the middle of our city. In the next couple of weeks, the EPA is going to come out with a cleanup plan, and that's going to be the public's opportunity to weigh in and demand a clean and safe river. Right now, the EPA is under tremendous pressure from the organizations that have polluted the river, and there's over 150 of them, and they include groups like ExxonMobil, you know, very, very heavy hitters, to come up with a very weak cleanup plan to keep costs down. And so in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be critically important that people get involved and submit comments to the EPA and demand a clean and safe river. Another thing that's coming up, if you're concerned about birds at the bigger landscape scale, is the Klamath National Wildlife Refuges, some of the most important wildlife refuges in the western United States, just announced a comment period on their long-range management plan for the refuge. And this is an opportunity to make sure that the refuge gets adequate water. Right now, the refuge leases out a lot of its land for agriculture. It sends the water to grow potatoes and onions. And every year, the wetlands on this refuge, one of the most important wetland complexes in the United States, goes dry. And so this is going to be an opportunity for the public to weigh in and say, we want our wildlife refuges used for wildlife, not to grow potatoes. And we'll have about 45 days to comment on that. So some really big issues coming down the line right now. And we have a whole bunch more on our website. But also what we're trying to do is, you know, create a healthy landscape for people and wildlife, both locally and across the state of Oregon.
Bob Salinger, Audubon Society, thanks for spending a few moments with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For KBOO News, I'm Lisa Loving.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Pan-African Film Series. This month, May 18th at 6 p.m., will be A Message from Women in Gambia at the Smith Student Union at Portland State University. A Message from the Women of Gambia will feature young women organizers from the All African Women's Revolutionary Union and the All African People's Revolutionary Party, speaking about organizing for Pan-Africanism in Gambia and throughout Africa. Again, that's A Message from the Women of Gambia, a part of the Pan-African Film Festival, Wednesday, May 18th at 6 p.m. at the Smith Student Union Room 333 at PSU, 1826 Southwest Broadway in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Two or three hours after I left church, I heard this noise, and they were saying, the dike has broken.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Vanport Mosaic Festival, May 27th through May 30th, celebrating the preservation of the history of Vanport and its residents. The Vanport Mosaic Festival is 4 days of art, culture, historical exhibits, lectures, and tours that will engage audiences in a deeper understanding of this chapter in Portland's history. This includes screenings of short documentary films, performances of Cottonwood in the Flood, and much, much more. Again, the Vanport Mosaic Festival is May 27th through May 30th, celebrating the preservation of the history of Vanport and its residents, taking place all over the Portland metro area. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Time is now 6:01 p.m. You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM. This is